The Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, Daf Pei Aleph and Beis, at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Agunav is a kasva, if someone steals a kli shoreis, or the mekal b'kaisim, or if someone curses a Kodesh Baruch Hu using the name of a magician, or v'aboyel aramis, or if Yisrael has beer with a non-Jewish woman, and he does so with a hesya, then kanoim poigim boi, and as Rashi explains, b'nei odom k'sherim, having kanoim k'nosi shel mokoim, poigim boi b'shosh reinas amaisa, that during the time when he sees this maisa, then a person that's kanoi and has jealousy for a Kadosh Baruch Hu can go and kill him. Aval achim kan emi sasim yisru lebezdin v'alach l'mesh misinai hu, and this is alach l'mesh misinai. And the Mishnah continues, koyin shashimish betuma, that if a koyin does not void in the Beis HaMikdash while he's tamei, ein echov hakoyin umavino yisru lebezdin, then his brothers the kohanim do not bring him to bezdin, ela pecha kohuna meitzina yisrei chutz la'azara, but the younger kohanim that were between the ages of 13 and 20, they would take this Kain outside the Azara in order to make sure that they're not mitami the Azara, umatzin es mecha begzirin, and they will break open his skull using sticks. And the Mishnah continues and brings a machlekes in regard to Zosh Shemesh Bemigdash, if someone that's not a Kain does the avoid in the Beis Mikdash, which includes a Bas Kain, Rabbi Kiva im bechenek, the Chum im bede shemayim, Rabbi Kiva says the person would be chayiv chenek, and Chum say they only chayiv misa bede shemayim. And Ayin Amiri points out, Kanoim poignim boy, Bachurim. And there's no requirement to give asra. The Gemara begins and asks, "My kasva, that what is the kasva that the Mishnah mentions?" And Rabbi Yehuda states, "Kli shoreis." This refers to a kli shoreis. As the pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar states, when discussing packing up the kelim of the Mishkan in order to travel, and the pasuk states, "Val shulchan aponim yifrusu beged tchilas v'nosnul v'sakaris v'sakapos v'samana." And one of the parts of the shulchan was the kseis hanesech, which are the tubes that we use to hold the lechem and which we use as shelves. That term is similar to kasva, and therefore our Mishnah is teaching us if someone steals a kli shoreis, then they're chayiv misa and kanoim poigim boi. And the Gemara continues and asks the hecher misa, that as we stated that this is all based on halacha mishum sinai, but where is there a remez to this din in the Torah? And the Gemara brings another pasuk and passage of Bamidbar that states. And Ayin Rashi v'heicher miza the shaych b'misa kivalas hakodesh loshin ganav shemavliin lemachbien. This refers to someone that steals something because they swallow up and they hide something. V'remez ba'almahu v'loy mikronafik. And really, there's only remez ba'alma, as it's not really learned from this pasuk. As the ikakra b'lviim kasev shehuzaru shalei liroys b'silik masoyis b'shasach nasas kilum natik shalem shalei aron uvadam mechasen aron v'amizbechayis k'moishe kasev sham. As the pasuk states in Perek Dalid, pasuk Hey, but the mice are using this as a remez, as if the pasuk is telling us that someone should not see where someone steals any of the kli shoreis, and if someone steals any of the kli shoreis, then they're chayiv misa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, v'amakal b'koseim, that another time where the din of kanoim poigim boi is someone that curses using some sort of magic. And the Gemara continues and explains, Tana Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef brought a brisa that what this refers to is if someone says Yaka Kosim es Kosmai, that let this Avodah Zarah call Kosim go and destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave it its power. However, the Gemara tells us Rabbanan v'itim Rabba Mori Omri, that the Rabbanan explained, and some say it was Rabba Mori, that the case of our Mishnah was where Reuven stated Yakeo Kosim loy ulakoinu ulamaknoi, that let this Avodah Zarah that has this magical power kill Shimon as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created this Avodah Zara and provided him his power. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, V'abayla Ramis, that if someone's mizana with a non-Jewish woman, and as the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah explains, they did this with a hesya, then the din of Kanoim Poigim Boi applies. And the Gemara begins, Boyim Le Rav Kahana Mirav, the Rav Kahana asked the following question from Rav, and we continue on that Pei Beis and Aleph, Loi Poigim Boi Kanoim Mao, what would happen if a Kanoi did not kill this person that was Boyla Ramis? And as Rashi states, Ma Oinish Bedava, what would be the Oinish for this person? And the Gemara tells us in She Rav LeGemara that Rav forgot what the din would be. The Gemara continues Akrei LeRav Kahana B'chalmei, that while Rav Kahana was sleeping, he had a dream, and the following pasuk was read to him in the dream. And as the pasuk states in Malachi, Bogda Yehuda v'se'iv nasa b'Yisrael v'Yishlayim ki chila Yehuda kodesh Hashem asha ohev uba'al bas el nechar. And asa omalei hachi akrein, and Rav Kahana came to Rav and told him over his dream and told him the pasuk that was read to him in his dream. So So Adkri Rav Lagamari, at that point, Rav remembered what he originally learned, and he explained the pasuk as follows, that when the pasuk states, Bagdi Yehuda, Zu Avedi Zichavim, this refers to Klal Yisrael serving Avedi Zarah, V'cheinu Eimeh, and as the pasuk states in Yirmiyah, Achim Bagdi Isha Meirah, Kein Begatim Bi, Beis Yisrael, Noam Hashem, that just like a wife is begged against her husband, and she leaves her husband, Klal Yisrael did the same, and left HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go serve at Avedi Zarah, and we see the Lashon of Bagda refers to Avedi Zarah, and Rav continues that the pasuk states, V'se'ivin Nasa B'Yisrael V'Yishlayim, Zem Mishkav Zachah, this refers to Mishkav Zachah, V'cheinu Amen, as the pasuk in Achrim states, V'zachah Le'Sishkav Mishkav Isha Te'ivahi, and therefore we see the Lashon Te'iva refers to Mishkav Zachah, and Rav continued, when the pasuk states, K'chil Yehuda K'chidish Hashem, Zu Zayna, this refers to Znos, V'cheinu Amen, as the pasuk in Kiseis states, Le'siyah Kadeshim M'Bnei Yisrael, Lo'yah Kadesh M'Bnei Yisrael, and Ayin Rashi, Zayna Mufkaris, V'afilu Yisraelis, Kadesh Mafke Kedushasa, V'chilach Lir Dev Zaynes, Kadesha Mechalelis Kedushasa, V'chein Kadesh Mechalel Kedushasa. And finally, the pasuk tells us, Ubal Bas El Necha, and they married a daughter of a foreign god, Zehabal Kutis. This refers to someone that has a relationship with a non-Jewish woman, Uksib Basrei, and the next pasuk in Malachi, in Perak Beis, pasuk Yud Beis states, Achris Hashem L'ish Asher Yishenu Er V'inom Oli Yaakov U'magish Mincha L'Hashem Tzavakais. Rav therefore explained, in Talmud Chacham Hu, if he is a Talmud Chacham and he does any of these Yisurim, including be Boil Aramis, L'yil L'er B'chachamim, he won't have children that will be able to ask questions in Chachma V'inom B'talmidim, and he won't have Talmidim who will be able to answer questions, and this will be his Einish. And similarly in Koyin Hu, if he's a Koyin, L'yil Ben Magish Mincha L'Hashem Tzavakais, they won't be Zeicha to have a son who will be able to bring a Karban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ben Yehuda points out that what would happen if a person does these Yisurim and he's not a Talmud Chacham and he's not a Kohen, and the Ben Yehuda states that the beginning of the Pasuk tells us Yachris Hashem L'ish Asher Yosena Erev O'ino, and the regular Chiyuv of Karis would apply to such a person, and therefore Rav was answering Rav Kahana that if someone is Boil Aramis and Kanoim wasn't Pagan Boy, then ultimately he will receive Karis. And the Gemara continues, Amar Chiyuv Bavuya Kol Abal Kutis Ki'ilu Mischatim Bavedis Kechavim, if someone has relationship with a Kutis referring to any woman that is a guy, then it's as if he became a son-in-law to Avedi Zara, the Chsiv, and as we saw in the Pasuk in Malachi, Uba Bas El Necha, Rab Chiyah Bavuya points out, V'chi Bas Yeshloi El Necha, is it possible that Avedi Zara has a daughter, El Zeh Abal Kutis, this refers to someone that's Mizana with a woman that's a guy, and it's as if he had Chasna with the daughter of an Avedi Zara, and therefore he becomes a son-in-law to Avedi Zara. And keep in mind that we know that the Pasuk in Pasha V'Eschanon in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel states, and when you get married to someone that's not Jewish, and the Pasuk tells us that your wife will take you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll serve Avedi Zarah, and therefore the Gemara is telling us that if someone has a relationship with a non-Jew, and even though he didn't get married, but ultimately that will cause him to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's considered as if he's serving Avedi Zarah. And since the Gemara mentioned a member of Rav Chiyah Bavuya, so the Gemara continues with another member that's relevant to Rav Chiyah Bavuya, and as we know, Yoyakim was one of the Malchi Yehuda, and he was a Rasha, and Yirmiyah sent a letter of Musa, and Yoyakim ripped it up, and the Pasuk in Perek Lamed Vav in Yirmiyah in Pasuk of Tah states, V'al Yoyakim Melech Yehuda Toymar, Koyam HaShem, Atah Seraftas Megillah Azayis Lema, Madu Kasafta Leah Lema, B'yavoy Melech Bav V'hishchas Asa Aretz Azayis, V'hishpis Mimena Adam Behema, Melchein Koyam HaShem, Al Yoyakim Melech Yehuda, L'yil L'yoshev Al Kisei David, V'nav Lasei Tiyah Mishlechas L'chayr B'yoyim, V'lo Kerech B'layla, etc. And as we will also see that in Perek Chavbeis, Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk states, Kvurus Chamor Yikover, Sachoy Vahashlech Me'alo L'shari Yishlayim, that he will be buried just like a donkey, and he will be dragged, and he will be thrown outside of the gates of Yishlayim. Based on this Haktamah, our Gemara continues, V'om Rav Chiyah Bavuya, Kosov Al Gugolta Shel Yoyakam, that was actually written on the skull of Yoyakam, Zois Vayid Acheres, this Einish, as well as another Einish, will happen to you. And the Gemara tells us a story, Zakenid Rav Preda, the grandfather of Rav Preda, which actually refers to Rav Chiyah Bavuya, Ashkach Ahu Golgotlo Dav Shadya B'Shari Yishlayim, Dav Kosov Olau Zois Vayid Acheres, and he found a skull that was outside of the gates of Yishlayim, and it was written on it, Zois Vayid Acheres, and Kfar of Ahad Novog, and Rav Chiyah Bavuya buried it, and it didn't stay buried, and he then buried it again, and once again it didn't stay buried, and therefore, Amma Hagul Golto Shel Yoyakam, Rav Chiyah Bavuya stated that this must be the skull of Yoyakam, the Chsibbe, as the Pasuk states, states in Yirmiyah, V'uras chamor yikoveh, sachoy v'hashlech me'alo l'shar Yishlayim. That's why it's not staying buried. Amar Malkahu, but l'maiser abchiyu ba'avuyah stated that ultimately he was a king, and therefore, v'lav erich ar l'bazuyeh, it's not proper that he should be lying here with such bezayin. L'shkola krocha b'shiroi v'isvei b'sifta. So he took the skull of Yoyakim and he wrapped it in silk and he put it into a box. Asay de bisu chazisa. Then Rabbi Chiya Bavuya's wife came home and she saw this box and she saw the skull. Nafkas Amrulu Shivase. And she went and she told her neighbors. And Amrila hide the issa kamaisahi, the like kaminchi law. And her neighbors told her that this must be the skull of his first wife. And your husband still hasn't forgotten her. Shagatala Tanura. So his wife was so angry, she threw the skull into an oven. Uklasa. And she burnt the skull. And the skull was disintegrated. However, Lemaisa ki asa, when Rav Chiya came home, he saw that this happened, and he said, "This is what the pasuk meant when the pasuk stated this will be his einish as well as another einish." And the first einish was that he wasn't nitin l'kfura, and the second einish was that eventually his skull would be burnt. And the Gemara now continues to discuss the dinim of someone that's boil aramis, as ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he stated, "Beis dina shel chashmonei gazru," and the bezdin l'chashmonei they made a gzira. That if someone's mezana with the kutis, they're going to be chayiv because of nashka. And Rashi explains that the nun of nashka stands for nida, the shin stands for shivcha, gimel stands for goy, and avodas kechavim, and the aleph stands for having a relationship with an eishes ish. And we will explain this in a moment. However, ki asu Rabin amar, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he stated that it's not mishum nashka, but mishum nashkaz, and instead of eishes ish, the last letter is a zayin, which refers to a koyin that has bia with the kutis, and he will be oivon the issa of a kohen having relationship with the zayna. However, the Gemara states al mishum ishus leslu that according to Rabin, they couldn't say that you'll be oivon the issa of ishus ish, as there is no ishus by goyim. And if a man and woman that are goyim have any relationship and they are married, that's not considered a valid marriage. However, the Gemara continues and explains v'idach that the meiser of Dimi stated that abal kutis chayev olam mishum nashka, and how could it be it'll be chayev because of ishus ish? And zoktem neshayu vadi lemifkri, that even though it's true that there is no real ishus, but ultimately if a non-Jewish man and woman live together and, for example, they have a civil marriage, then certainly the husband expects that his wife will be faithful and she won't be mizana. And therefore, if someone is mizana with a woman that's a goy and that she's married, then it's also similar to the issa of eishes ish. Let us now see Rashi chayev aleh klima nenesh ba mishum kol ilu, because the nida va'afal pi shadam kutis kadam mehema, and even though there is no tumas nida midraisa for a guy, however, mikol makom miyus v'chilul k'tusha Hashemu, and similarly shivcha shehika shivcha etzlay sheknes Yisrael gavirin ekreis and avedis kichavim. The pasuk states leitzis chatan bam ki yaser kol amisirus eslev b'mashma, and this will also be mesa eslevavai. However, Rashi continues miu lav leitzis chatan leka deraisa the derechasus mashma, as the only time that you'll be over that issa is only if you actually marry a goya. However, if you just mizana with her, that issa would not apply. And even so, you should have to be Pirish. And similarly, Ishishish, the Lab Mamish, the Kedushin Leslu, Umil, Ishishish Damya, the Chayiv Lifushimon, Shloye Ruggle, but Ishishish. However, Rabin held that Ishishish is not relevant. Aval Ishis Inlehem, Shistam Kutis Mufkaris, the Inumu Chedis Labaila, Vloy Damil Ishishish, and therefore the Chashmoy would not make a Xira based on the Issa of Ishishish. However, the Issa would be because of Zaina, and that would only be relevant to a Kayin, as we explained. The Gemara continues, Amar Chista, Haboli Molech, Emoyloi, that if someone comes to Bezdin and asks a Shaila if they should go and kill someone based on the din of Kanoyim Poygimboi, then we wouldn't pask of him. And as Rashi states, Kanoya Boli Molech be Bezdin, Bishas Maisa, Emyifkaboy, Emoyloi, Shle Namar Alim Kanim Atzmoy, Beininimlach, that the only time that this halachal Meshivin Sinai was stated was only if someone had that jealousy and immediately he goes and acts without asking a question. But once he asks a question, then we certainly can't paskin that he has a right to kill someone. The Gemara continues, Itmanami, that similarly we learned, Amrav Babachana, Amrav Yechron, Haboli Molech, Emoyloi, and number two, Veloy Oid, El Shempirish Zimri, Vahargoy Pinchais, and Naragalov, that even if someone was in middle being Boiler Amis, and for example, like Zimri, Balamaisa, he was already Pirish, and then someone like Pinchas goes and kills that person, and he tries to be a Kanoi, then the Kanoi had no right to do so, and therefore he'd be Chay Misa, as he had no right to kill this person. Rabbi Yechon continues with the third din, Netbach Zimri, Vahargul Pinchas, a Nergalav, Shari Raidapu, that if Zimri is in the middle of doing this this Maisa's Nus, and Pinchas, who's a Kanoi, is about to kill Zimri, and Zimri turns around and kills Pinchas, then Zimri will not be Chayiv Misa for killing Pinchas, as L'maisa L'gabri Zimri, Pinchas was a Roidif, and therefore Zimri had a right to save himself based on the Klal of Habo L'Hokra, Hashkeim L'Hogoi. And Ayin Yad Ramahu points out, Bahani Mili Zimri, that the only one that had a right to kill Pinchas is only Zimri himself, Alvet Nishachrin Eloi, but someone else that sees Pinchas running towards Zimri to try to kill him would not have a right to save Zimri and to kill Pinchas, as the Lav Roidiv Gamahu to Habershus Kavid, as Pinchas is not considered Mamish Roidiv as he's doing so Bershus. And the Yad Ramah explains, Umaishna in a Shachrina, Kivin de Lede Nami Ikarishusa Lamikle Lazimri, Layas Yav Rishusa Latsule, and certainly since he has Rishus to even kill Zimri, then certainly he doesn't have Rishus to go and save Zimri. Alva Zimri Gufe, Layas Yav Rishusa Lamikle Nafshe, Hilkach Isle Rishusa Latsule Nafshe, Ayin Sham, and also Ayin the Yad Ramah that explains the first din of Rabbi Echran and the din of Rab Chista that stated Aboli Molech Emer Eloi, and he states, Shalay Nitin Rishus El Mekane Me Atzmoi, the Oysen Maisa Ide Atzmoi, Ale De Shliach Loi, Bahaiki Asu Mimlech, and once he asks a question to Bezdin, Iamin Le Zil Katoil, then Havale Shluchin, then it's as if he's the Shliach of Bezdin, and therefore he has no permission to do so. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the entire story about Zimri. As we know, at the end of Pashas Balak, after Bilam wasn't able to curse Klal Yisrael, then he gave an Eitzah to Balak Melech Moav, that the Bnois Moav and the Bnois Midyan should go and try to be Mizana with the Bnei Yisrael, and once the Bnei Yisrael are trying to be Mizana with them, then they should bring out the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'ar, and they should have Bnei Yisrael go and serve Avodah Zarah, and this way they'll be able to kill Klal Yisrael. And let us quickly read the Psukim in Pashas Balak in Perek Chafei, as the Pasuk states, Vayeshiv Yisrael Bashitim, Vayachal Am Liznes El Bnei Yisrael, Vayetekren El Am Lizivchei Eleheyen, Vayachal Am Vayishtachvu Eleheyen, Vayitzam Yid Yisrael Lubal Pa'ar, Vayicha Af Hashem Yisrael, Vayom Hashem Meshach Kachas Kol Rashi Am, Vayoyko Yisrael Hashem Negra Shamesh, Vayoshev Chorein Af Hashem Yisrael, Vayom Meshach Shefti Yisrael, Higu Ish Anoshev and Smodin Lubal Pa'ar. Then the Pasuk states, Vihine Ish Min Bnei Yisrael Ba, Vayakre Vel Echo Vesam Midyonis Leini Meshach Leini Kaladas Bnei Yisrael, Vahim Abaychim Pesach El Moed. And as we will see, this refers to Zimri Ben Saloi, who is also the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, who is also named Shlumil Ben Tzur Shaddai. He brought a princess, Cosby Bas Tzur, and he wanted to be Mizana with her. The Pasuk then states, Vaya Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron HaKoyen, Vayokim Yitecha Ida, Vayikach Reimech Biyadoi, Vayobay Achar Ish Yisrael El Akuba, Vayikar Es Shneim Es Ish Yisrael Ves Isha El Kuvasa, Vateotza Magefa Me Al Bnei Yisrael. And finally, the last Pasuk in Pashas Balak states, Vayu Amesim Ba Magefa, Abo Vesum Olev, that 24,000 people died in this Magefa. Then the first six Psukim in Pashas Pinchas continue, Vayidab Hashem Amesha Leimel, Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron HaKoyin, Heshev Es Chamasi Me Al Bnei Yisrael, Bekanan Es Kinasi B'Seicham, Vayloich Lises Bnei Yisrael B'Kinasi, Lachein Amar, Himni Naisen Leis B'Yisi Shalem, Vahoyse Leil Lazari Acher, Brisku Nas Eilam, Tachas HaShekinah Lelehov, Vayichap Al Bnei Yisrael, Vashem Ish Yisrael Muka, Shehuka, Asminyad Zimim Ben Tzaloi, Nisi Beis Avl Shemayni, finally, Vashem Ish HaMuka, HaMidyonis, Kozbi Bas Tzur, Roish Umois Beis Av, B'Midyon Hu. And Our Gemara now begins and quotes from the Pasuk in Pashas Balak that stated, Vayayim Meshel Shefti Yisrael, Higu Ish HaNoshim had its smudden Lubal Pa'ar, and the Sanhedrin were deciding as to whom would be Chayim Misa for serving Baal Pa'ar. The Gemara tells us, Halach Shefti Shel Shimon Eitzel Zimri Ben Saloi. So the people of Shevet Shimon went to Zimri Ben Saloi, who was Shlumil Ben Tzuri Shaddai, which was then Nasi, and Armulein, they said to him, Hain Don and Dinan Fashais, that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Sanhedrin are judging us for Dinan Fashais, Va'ata Yoshev Shesek, and you're sitting here and being quiet, and you're not helping us. So Ma Asa, so what did Zimri Ben Saloi do? Omer V'kibetz Choftal Elf Yisrael, he gathered together 24,000 from Klai Yisrael, which were really all from Shevet Shimon, V'holach Eitzel Kozbi, and they went to Kozbi, Omer Lo, and he said to her, Hishmili, you should listen to me, and you should be Mizana with me. However, Omer Loi, Kozbi responded to Zimri Ben Saloi, Bas Melechani, that I'm a princess, V'chein Tzivili Avi, and my father told me, Loi Sishmi El Gadol Shbem, that you should only listen and be Mizana with the greatest of them, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, Omer Lo, so he said to her, Afhu Nasi Shevet Hu, I am also a Nasi of Shevet Shimon, V'loi Oid, El Shehu Gadol Mimenu, and I am greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Sheinu Lebeten, as I am the Nasi of the second of the Shvatim, as I am a Nasi of Shimon, V'hu Shlish Lebeten, and he is only the leader of Shevet Levi, and his family is only the third-born son to Yaakov Avinu. At that point, Tassu B'Lurisa, Zimri Ben Soli, grabbed Cosby by her hair, V'via Eitzel Moshe, and he brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Amaloi, and Zimri said to Moshe, Ben Amram, Zu Asura, Imutaris, is this woman that comes from Midian, also to me, or mutter to me, Vim Taima Asura, and if you will tell me that she's also to me, Bas Yisroi, Miyatiru Lecha, then how could it be that you're married to Bas Yisroi if she's also a Midianist? And Rashi explains that really the teretz to this question was, Moshe Kodin Matan Teru Nasa, that Moshe married Zipporah before Matan Teru, Ushinitin Teru, Kulim Bnei Noyachayu, Vinichlisu Lechlal Mitzvahs, Vihi Imoim, Vigirim Rabim Shil Iriv Rab, and there were many Girim that joined Klal Yisrael at that point, including Zipporah, and therefore, of course, there was no problem with Moshe being married to Zipporah. However, certainly there would be a problem for Zimri having a relationship with Cosby. And our Gemara continues, this Almin Menu Halacha, at that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Halacha Lameshim Sinai, that Abay Aram is Kanayim Pagan Bay, because it seemed that Zimri won over Moshe Rabbeinu, go Kulam Bibachia, so all Klal Yisrael started crying, Mahenu Dechsiv, Vahima Baychim, Pesach El Moyed, Vixiv, and then the Pasuk states, Vaya Pinchas Ben Elazar, that Pinchas Ben Elazar did see, and the Gemara explains, Ma Ra, what did Pinchas see that others didn't? Am Rav, Ra Maisa, that he saw this Maisa, Vinizka Halacha, and he remembered that Halacha Lameshim Sinai, that Boyal Aram is Kanayim Pagan Bay, and Am Aloy, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Achi Avi Abba, you are the brother of my father's father, as of course Pinchas was the son of Elazar, who was the son of Aaron, who was the brother of Moshe. As Loi Kachli Matani Brutu Chamei Sinai, Haboyal Ramis Kanoim Pagan Boy, that didn't you teach me when you came down from Sinai that Haboyal Ramis is Kanoim Pagan Boy? And Amaloi and Moshe Rabbeinu at that point remembered this Halacha Moshe Sinai, but he also remembered that we stated Haboli Molech Emerin Loi, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't pass it specifically for Pinchas that he could go and kill Zimri, and therefore he responded to Pinchas in the derech of a mashal and in a riddle, and as he stated, Kraina de Grusa, Iul Havi Pravanka, the one that read the letter, that he should be the one that delivers the letter, and therefore he was really telling him that you can go and kill Zimri. The Gemara continues with Shmuel Aman. Shmuel explains that when it states Vaya Pinchas ben Elazar, he understood and was Ra, the Pasuk in Mishlei that states, In Chachma vein Tfuna vein Itzel neged Hashem, Kol Makum Sheish Chil Hashem, In Cholkin Kavel Rav, and whenever there will be a potential Chil Hashem, then we can't be Chil covered to your Rebbe. And as Rashi states, Lefika Chir Pinchas Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, Blei Himten Lita Rishus M'Maisha, Shal Yiru HaRayim, V'yil Mudu Lahates Akutis. And finally, the Gemara brings another pshat, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Lezer, Ra Shabam Malach V'Hishchus B'Am, that he saw that a Malach came and was causing a great Magefa to Klal Yisrael, and therefore Pinchas realized that he had to act quickly. The Gemara now continues and quotes a pasuk in Parshas Bolok that states, Vaya Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron HaKohen, Vayokum Etecha Ido, Vayikach Remach B'Yodai, and the Gemara explains that Pinchas did not have a spear in his hand, as Mikan She'enich Nasim B'Chli Zayin L'Beis HaMedrash, as we see from here that a person is not allowed to go into a Beis Medrash while he's armed, and therefore Shalv Shinna V'Nicha B'Unklai, Pinchas removed the sharp part of the spear and he placed it underneath his clothing in order to hide it, and we continue on that Pei Beis HaMedrash, V'Yinishan V'Holach HaMakloi, and he used the wooden part of the spear as a cane, and he was leaning on his stick, V'Kivin Shagi Eitzel Shiftei Shil Shimon, and when he reached the Shevet of Shimon, so he wanted to make believe that he was their ally, and Omar, and he said to them, Hecha Metzino Sheshiftei Shalevi Godom Shil Shimon, that why do you think that I'm not also interested in being Mizana, and why do you think that the Shevet of Levi is greater than the of Shimon, and therefore you shouldn't be nervous, and you should let me into the tent where people are being Mizana, and Ayin Rashi Hecha Metzino Kleima Atem Afkirim Atzmachem Ach B'neis Moyev Ani Lama Loyesa Kameischem V'chi Shevet Shali Godom Shalachem She'e Parish V'tar Yosim Kulchem Kivin Sheshan Mukach. And once they heard this, Amru Hanich Loy Likonis Lekuba She'af Hu Roitza Kameisenu, and as our Gemara states, Amru Hanich Loy Af Hu Lassis Trachov Nichnas Hediru Prushin Esadava, and they said that it must be mutter to do what we're doing, as we see that even Pinchas came to be Mizano. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Shish Nisim Nasalei LePinchas, that there was six Nisim that occurred for Pinchas, Echad Shailei LeZimri Lifreish V'Lei Pireish, that number one, when Zimri saw him coming, he should have been Pireish, and as Rabbi Yechon previously taught us, Shem Pireish Zimri V'Harga Pinchas, then Neraglov, then Pinchas would have been Chayimisa, and L'Maisa Zimri wasn't Pireish, V'Echad Shailei LeDabe V'Lei Diber, that Zimri should have screamed out to the people of Shevet Shimon that was standing nearby, and they would have come and helped him, and potentially they would have been able to kill Pinchas, and Lamais he didn't do so. And number three, Ve'echad Shekivim Bezachusha Shel Ish Ve'Nakvusa Shel Isha, that when Pinchas used the spear to stab Zimri and to stab Cosby, there was a nace that the spear passed through the Mokum Zachris of Zimri and the Mokum Nakvis of Cosby. And as Rashi says, V'Roi Oysom Dvukim Zeh V'Zeh, and everyone saw that they would attach each other, V'Yodu Shenitin Rishos L'Kanoi L'Fgoyabai, and therefore they realized that Zimri and Cosby were still in the middle of this act, and therefore the Din of Kanayim Poygan Boy applied, and Pinchas had a right to kill him, and Velo Yoimu Sin Ahaisa B'Lib Boy Alav, and they wouldn't be able to claim that the only reason why Pinchas killed Zimri was because he hated him. And number four, Ve'echa Shlei Nishpidu Min Aremech, and the fourth nace was that they didn't slip off of the spear. And number five, Ve'echa Sheba Malach Ve'gbiyas HaMashkaif, and a Malach came and lifted up the doorway of this tent, and this way Pinchas could keep the spear upwards while he was carrying Zimri and Cosby, and he wouldn't drop them while he was exiting the tent in order to show Klal Yisrael that he had both of them on the spear. And finally, number six, Ve'echad Shabam Malach Ve'hishchas Ba'am, that a Malach came and was killing many people of Shevet Shimon, and therefore they were tired, and that's why they didn't go and gang up against Pinchas. And the Gemara tells us, Bav V'chavtel L'mfnei HaMakayim, that Pinchas went out of the tent and he spread them out in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amar L'fanav, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Eilu Yitlu Chavtal Elf Mi'Yisrael, for these two people that did this Avera, 24,000 people of Klal Yisrael had to be killed. Shenema Vayu Amesim Magefa Abav Ve'esim Elef, and we know that there were 24,000 people that died in this plague. And this is what the pasuk in Tehillim states when it says Vayame Pinchas Vayipalel Vateotzah Magefa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar explained Vayispal Loinema. The pasuk doesn't say that he daven Ela Vayipalel Milame Kaviyachol Sheasa Plilasim Koinoi. And some take out the word Kaviyachol as that seems to have been placed here by the censor. And this teaches us that Pinchas argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that seems unfair that 24,000 people of Klal Yisrael should die based on the Maisa of Zimri and Cosby. And L'chur, it's a bit Tzarech Biyar, as the 24,000 people seem to have died based on serving Baal Pa'ar. And the Gemara continues, Bikshu Malachi Asharis L'dachvai, and the Malachi Asharis wanted to push Pinchas away from speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amar Lehen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Hanichu Loi, they should leave him alone, as Kanoi ben Kanoihu, Meshev Chema ben Meshev Chemahu, that he is someone that's a Kanoi, that's the son of a Kanoi. And as Rashi states, Mishevi Levi, Shekina ben Maisedina, Dechsev, HaChazoyna Yasas HaChaseinu, and he's also a Meshev Chema, the son of a Meshev Chema, that Pinchas was able to get rid of a plague, just like Aaron did by the Mice of Korach, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Korach, Ki Yotza Ketzef Milfnei Hashem, Heichal HaNogef, and then the Pasuk states, Vayikach Aaron Kashadib Ben Moshe, Vayoritz El Teich HaKol, Vihine Heichal HaNegev Ba'om, Vayitin Zakhtayers, Vayichap HaLa'om, and the end of Pasuk Tesvav states, Vavagifah Netzara, and the Gemara continues, Hischilu Shvatim in Vazin Esai, at that point, the Shvatim weren't happy with Pinchas, and they started making fun of Pinchas, and they said, Re'isim Ben Putizeh, Shapitim Avi Imoy Agolim Avid Kichavim, Vahurig Nasi Shevim Yisrael, you see the son of Puti, referring to Putiel, who was Yisrael, and Pinchas' mother descended from Yisrael, and Yisrael was called Putiel, because as the Pasuk states, that he was a Kohen Oin, and he was a priest for Avedizara in Midyan, and he fattened calves for the Avedizara, and even though you come from people that were involved in Avedizara, now you're giving Musa to us, and you're going and killing the Nasi and Klal Yisrael, and Ayin Rashi, that Elazar, who was the father of Pinchas, Lokach Min Bnei Sisrei, got married to a daughter that was descended from Yisrael, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk tells us, V'Elazar ben Aaron, Lokach Loi Min Bnei Sipriya, Loi Leisha, and when Farish Ba'agadah, Putiel Zei Yisrael, Shepitim Ha'golam Ha'avedis Kechavim, V'Amim B'Seita, and we learned in the Gemara Masechta Seita, Putiel Zei Bnei Shal Yosef, that Putiel is also a descendant of Yosef, Shepit Be'Bi Yisrael, V'Mashininan, Iyavu De Imem Yisrael, Imem De Imem Yosef, Iyavu De Imem Yosef, Imem De Imem Yisrael, Dekinami Dechsiv Putiel, V'Loi Putiel, as if it was only referring to Yisrael, then he should have been called Putiel and not Putiel, Ayin Sham, because the members of the Shvatim were saying this to Pinchas, so Bar Kasso V'Yichasoi, and therefore the Torah wanted to make sure that it would Miyachas Pinchas and would say that Pinchas actually comes from proper Yichas, and as the Torah tells us, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said to Moshe, Hakdin LeShalom, that you should make sure to extend Shalom and to extend peace to Pinchas, and as the Pasuk states, L'Chein Amar, and this way you're showing that Pinchas did the right thing and that you agree with what he did, and the schus of the action on Pinchas will be a kapar for Klal Yisrael now as well as in the future. And as the Pasuk says, and the Gemara continues, what is Pshad the Pasuk in Mishle that states, and the Pasha Taitz is an animal that has rigorous loins, or a male goat, or a king against whom there is no rising up. And Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav that this actually refers to Zimri, and Abba Meis V'esem V'abba B'ilayz Bola Isu Rasha Oysa Yoyim, and the Gematria of Zazir is 424, and therefore the pasuk is telling us that Zimri was boiled Kosbi 424 times on that day. Misnaim refers to the area of Eisei Makayim, and the pasuk then says Tayesh, which is a lashon of Tashash Kaychai, and so on getting weakened, and therefore the pasuk is telling us Vehimten like Pinchas Asher Tashash Kaychai, and Pinchas waited until he did all these beers in order to make sure that Zimri lost all of his strength, and in this way Pinchas knew they'd be able to kill Zimri, but he didn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, and even if he wouldn't have waited this long, and even if Zimri would have been at his full strength, that Pinchas could have killed Zimri, as Hashem was going to help him, and as we saw, that there were six nisim that occurred for Pinchas on that day. And Ayin Rashi, Misnayim, is Losh Nam Tana, Oy Tayosh, Ad Shetosha Koychei, Elkom Imoy, Shekola Kamashiloi, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that helps anyone that will win any war, O Pinchas, Lo Yodea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheshmoy, Melech Elkom Imoy, Shloy Yitzach, Lahamtim, Shetashish Koychei, and some explain that the word Elkom refers to Kael and the Koym, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes vengeance. And the Gemara continues with Masisa Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Shishim, Ad Shinasa, Kabeya Muzaras, Vihoysa, Karugum Leimayim, that the Braisa teaches us that Zimri was boiled Kosbi 60 times, and Rashi states, Ve'in Ludov Remes Bemikra, however, because he did 60 beers, therefore the Zera that was in his Bayim became weakened, as Rashi states, Shinasa Bayim Shaloi, Kabeyim Muzaras, Shahuklish Vinis Babel, Shechva Zera, Shabatechai, Meroy Be'ilais, and because she had so much Shechva Zera in her, so she was filled with Shechva Zera, like a row in a garden that is filled with water. And the Gemara states, Amrav Kano, Meshava Beisa, that the area that Kosbi would need in order to sit down was a Beisa, which we know is 50 by 50 amos, or 2,500 square amos, and Tani Rabbi Yosef, Kevishala Amma, and Rabbi Yosef brings a Braisa that the opening of her womb was so wide that was an Amma, and Ayin Yad Ramah, who states, Kevishala Amma, Al Kevish Nikbar Bay, Hu Imeshaya Amma, that even though she was so wide that at the time of her death, she only needed Amma for a cover, and as he says, Afa P, Shaysa Gedoyla Beisa Bechaya, Kishanikbar Ba Amma Achas Nikbara, and the Gemara continues, Amrav Sheshes, Le Kosbi Shma, that her name really wasn't Kosbi, as Shivonoi Basur Shma, that her real name was Shivonoi, the daughter of Tzor, Vilamanikr Shma Kosbi, Shakizba Bavia, because she didn't listen to her father, and as Rashi brings, Shetziva Leah, Al Tishmi, Alil Gadushbem, as her father told her not to be Mizana unless you're Mizana with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Lemaisa she went, and she was Mizana with Zimri, and the Gemara states, Dav Acher, another pshat, why she was called Kosbi, Sha'amr Levia, Kosbi Amzer, that she said to her father, I want you to be able to kill out and to slaughter this nation because of me and because of my actions. And Hainu the Amrinchi, Ben Koni Lurbani, Shavulnei, my boy, Bahadi Kalpi the Koni, Shavulnei, my boy, Gaftal Ima, that what is this woman, Shavulnei, doing between reeds and other growths that are by the river? And what is she doing by being between these reeds? And it must be that she's in these areas in order to make sure that she's hidden and she could be Mizana. And when someone's Mizana, they bring shame to their mother, as people will say that she's a Zoyna, Bazoyna. The Gemara continues, that Zimri also had multiple names, and he had five names, Zimri, Uben Saloi, Vishal, Uben Aknanis, Ushlumio, Ben Surishadai. And the Gemara explains, Zimri al Shinasav Kabeya Muzaris. The reason why he was called Zimri is because the Shechva Zera in his Beyim became weak, as we previously explained, and the Lashon Zimri is like Muzaris, and Ben Saloi al Shehisli al Vinesu Shal Mishpachtai, and the word Saloi means to speak, and that's why he was called Ben Saloi, as he caused that people would speak about the Averis of his family, and he was called Shal al Shehushal Atzmul Dvar Avera, because he lent himself to do an Avera, and Ben Aknanis al Shehosu Maisa Knan, and the reason why he is called the son of Knan, because he did the Maisim of Knan, and as Rashi brings from the Gemara Mesechtes Psachim, Heid Verm Tziv Knan as Banav, and one of them was Ve'avu Esazima, and finally Umashemoi, and what was his actual name? Shlomiel Ben Tzur Shadeh Shemoi, and as we know, he was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, and the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated, Koyin Shashimish Betuma, Ein Ochev HaKoyinim Avin Oysel Bezdin, El Pecha Kohuna, Maitzina Oysel Chutz Lazara, Umavtzin Es Meichoi Begzirin, and our Gemara begins and asks, Boy Minir of Acha Barhuna Merav Sheshes, the Rav Acha Barhuna asked the following question from Rav Sheshes, Koyin Shashimish Betuma, Chai Misi B'dei Shemayim, or Ein Chai Misi B'dei Shemayim, if a Koyin does the Avodah of Beis HaMikdash while he's Tomei, is he actually Chai Misi B'dei Shemayim, or he's not even Chai Misi B'dei Shemayim, and he's just going to be Oyvan Alav? And Amalei, Rav Sheshes responds to Rav Acha Barhuna, Tanisu, we learned in our Mishnah, Koyin Shashimish Betuma, Ein Echav HaKoyin Mavin Oysel Bezdin, El Apiecha Kuhuna Maitzin Oysel Chutz Lazara, O Poitzin Es Meicha Begizrin, V'Isa HaKadaitim Chai B'dei Shemayim, and if he would really be Chai Misi B'dei Shemayim, Lishuf Gei, Delikdol B'dei Shemayim, then he should just leave him alone and he'll be killed by Shemayim, and there's no reason for them to take him out and kill him. And therefore, Rav Sheshes wants to bring a raya that a Kohen Sheshimish Betumah is not Chayim Misibdei Shemayim. However, Rav Acha Bar Huna responds to Rav Sheshes, Elamai ain't a Chayiv, but if you're going to tell me it is not Chayim Misibdei Shemayim, me ikimid Rachmana Patre, van non naked vinictally, then how could it be that the Torah actually says that he's potter and there's no oinish of Misibdei Shemayim, and even so, the Pechakuna could take this Kohen outside of the Azara and they could kill him? And therefore, Rav Acha Bar Huna holds that the only reason why the Pechakuna had the ability to take him out of the Azara and to kill him is only because this Kohen is really Chayim Misibdei Shemayim. However, the Gemara continues and asks on Rav Acha Bar Huna, Loi, and is it true that there was really no case where Bezin would allow someone to kill someone even though they're not Chayim Misibdei Shemayim? But Vatnan, we also learned in the Mishnah that Pei Alpha and Beis, Misha Lokka Vishana, that if Reuven did an Avera and was Chayim Malkus, and then he did the same Avera another time, and he was once again Chayiv Malkus, and then he did the Avera again, Bezin Machlis and Isla Kippa, and the Gemara therefore asked Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rachmona Patre, Vanar Katlinle, and in that case, the Torah is not Mechayiv this person Misa, and even so, we will go and place him into Kippa and kill him, and therefore we see against the other side. However, the Gemara answers, Ha'om Rabbi Yemiya, Om Reish Lakish, that we previously learned from Rabbi Yemiya, the name of Reish Lakish, the Malkus Shalkrisas Haskinan, the Gavr Baktalu, that in the Chinami, we're not talking about a regular Avera, and we're talking about a person that, for example, was Ivan Issa of Chelev and ate Chelev three times, and Chelev is an Issa where there is a Chiev of Karis, and once the person already was Mafka himself and he keeps doing the same Issa, that he would be Chayev Karis, so the Rabbanan stated that we could kill him and we could be Machlis Nais Lekipa. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, that Lemaise in our Mishnah we spoke about three cases where Kanoim Payingaboy, and the Gemara now asks from the first case, Valgoinev HaKasva, that the Mishnah stated that if someone steals any of the klisharis, that Kanoim Payingaboy, even though by stealing klisharis, one is not Chayim Misa. However, the Gemara answers, Ha'am Rabbi Yehuda, b'klisharis haskinon, and Urumiza, and as we previously stated, that there's a remez to killing this person in the Torah, as the Pasuk states, Le'evoyo L'Royz Kevalis HaKadosh V'Mesu, and we see there's a remez to killing this person even in the Torah, and therefore certainly there's a din of Kanoim Payingaboy, and that's not against the Yisrael Rav Acha Bar Huna. And the Gemara continues with the second case in our Mishnah, as V'Makalis HaKaisim, and the case of someone that curses using the name of a Kaisim, in Lemaisa there really is no Chiyuv Misiv De Shemayim, and even so, we stated that Kanoim Payingaboy. However, the Gemara answers, Hatani Rabbi Yosef, Yaakov Kaisim Es Kaisimai, the Mechsi Kim Mevarachas Hashem, that this case is talking about a scenario where someone said that Kaisim should come and curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since it is very similar to the standard case of Mevarachas Hashem, where someone actually cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore it does have similarity to someone that's Chayim Misa, and therefore it makes sense that our Mishnah taught us Kanoim Payingaboy. Finally, the Gemara is, Valboilis Hakutis, that we also stated in our Mishnah that if someone's Mizana with a non-Jewish lady, then Kanoim Payingaboy, even though there's no Chiyuv Misibdei Shemayim. However, the Gemara explains, HaKroi L'Rav Kana B'chalmei, that L'maisa, they read a pasuk to Rav Kana in his dream, and as we saw in that Pei Be'ezum Aleph, Va'atkori Rav L'Gemari, and once Rav Kana mentioned that pasuk to Rav, he remembered that the next pasuk in Malachi states, Yachris Hashem L'ish Asher Sener Erev O'ino, and therefore we see that there really is a Chiyuv of Karis on someone that is Boiler Ramis, and therefore it makes sense that the Mishnah teaches us that the Halacha is Kanoim Payingaboy, and therefore all of these cases work together with the Klal of Rav Acha Bar Huna, that the only time that the Torah would allow a Din of Kanoim Payingaboy, or they would allow Pirchikuna to take a Kohen that was Tamei and did the Avodah and kill him, is only in those scenarios where this person who did any of these things would be Chayiv Misibdei Shemayim, not like Rav Sheshes, who said that even though a Kohen that was Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash while he was Tamei is not Chayiv Misa, that even so, the Pirchikuna would take him outside the Azara and would be able to kill him. And the Gemara continues, Esfei, let us ask a question of Rav Sheshes from Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, as how could Rav Sheshes say that a Kohen that was Meshamish while he was Tamei is not Chayiv Misibdei Shemayim, but the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim tells us, Yoytzeik Va'boilel Va'poises Hamuleach Hamenef Hamigish Va'mesadis HaShulchon Meitiv Esaneris Va'koymetz Va'bekamel Domim, and anyone that does any of these actions that are generally done in the Beis HaMikdash, and he does them b'chutz, potter, he will be potter. We continue on that Pegimim and Aleph, and the Mishnah continues and tells us, Ve'in chayavon le'em lo'y mishum zores, v'lo'y mishum tumo, v'lo'y mishum chusu begadim, v'lo'y mishum mechutz yidayim v'raglayim, and there also would not be a chiv if anyone does any of these maisim, either as a zara, meaning he's not a kohen, or if a bas kohen does any of these actions, or if they're tamei while they're doing these actions, actions, or the mechusa begadim, while they're doing these actions in the Beis HaMikdash, or they did not wash their hands and feet properly from the kir and kanoi, and they perform these actions, and the Gemara is medaktik hamikata chayiv, that it's only if someone does these actions that they're not going to be chayiv, but if someone would burn the chaymitz on mizbeach while he's a czar, or while he's tummy, or if he's mechusa begadim, or if he didn't wash his hands and feet, or if he does so outside the Beis HaMikdash, then certainly he would be chayiv, and my lab misa and lecherit means that he would be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and therefore we have a raya against Rav Sheshes, as we see that if someone's makter on a mizbeach and he's tamei, then he will be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. However, the Gemara answers loy that in chenami you have a diok that hamikata chayiv, but you will not be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and a person that does not avoid in the Beis HaMikdash while they're tamei will only be oivar and alav and will not be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. However, the Gemara now is elazar nami lazara, but the Maisa, this Mishnah also spoke about someone that performed these actions while he was a czar, and therefore, based on the way you understand this diuk, then we should be medayik that if a czar was makter the klimitz on his mizbeach, then he would only be chayiv alav, and he would not be chayiv misa, but certainly that can't be, as Vaksiv, the Pasuk tells us in first, Vazar kariv yumas, and certainly if a czar does a gemar avoida, then he would be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and therefore, l'chayir, the same should apply, if a kohen does a gemar avoida while he is tummy, then he will also be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. However, the Gemara answers that that's not a question, as Hakad Isa v'Hakad Isa, that in a chenami, although certainly if a czar does any gemar avoida, then he'll be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. However, it's not a raya that the same would apply to a kohen that does a gemar avoida while he's tummy, and it could be that there is no chayiv misa b'dei shemayim in that case, and the kohen would only be ivan isa lav. However, the Gemara continues and now asks, Mechlal, the yoitzik ubeila lav nami loy, that by the fact that you're telling me that all we read medayik in the Mishnah is that if a kohen is tummy and he does a gemar avoida, then he will be ivan isa lav, but he will not be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. And if so, when the Mishnah teaches us regarding all these other avoidas, the nakma avoidas, al yeshachre avoida, that there is no chiv mishum tuma, then it would seem that it's not even an isa lav, but the mice of that can't be, as with Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, azar li yoitzik ubeilu menayin, that was the makar, that if a kohen who is tummy pours or mixes the oil of a mincha, that he's even a lav, tamu loyma, and the pasuk in Pashas Emma tells us, kedoshim yu lelekehem, veloyichalu shem lekehem, and as we will see in Rashi, this pasuk teaches us that there certainly is a lav if a kohen that is tummy is yoitzik ubeilel. However, the Gemara answers that this is also not a raya, as bedrabbanan akraw smacht ba'alma, that in a chenami, although we have this pasuk is only that smacht ba'alma, and this is his only midrabbanan, but really midraisa, there's not even an issa for a kohen that's tummy, that's yoitzik ubeilel. And we will first finish the sugya and then go back and read some rashis, and the Gemara continues, and we'll finally bring a raya against the shita of Rav Sheshes. As meisvei, we have a braisa that explicitly discusses this din of a kohen that's tummy, that does avoida, and is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, as the braisa states, for elu hein shem misa, and the braisa brings a long list of people that will be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and one of the lists is tummy sheshimesh, that if a kohen is tummy and he does avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, he is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, tiyufta, and this is a tiyufta to the shita of Rav Sheshes, and Rav Acha Bar Huna is correct, that a kohen that is tummy that does avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is really chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and that's why Mishnah taught us, ein echav akohenim avin eisel bezin, elo pechikunim etzin eisei chus lazara, umavtzin esmecha begzirin. And let us go back to Rashi and Pei Bezim and Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, hayyotik shemen al mincha, if someone pours oil on a mincha, and he was outside the Beis HaMikdash, vaboilu b'shemen, or someone mixes together the oil and flour of the mincha, and he does so outside the Beis HaMikdash, vaapaises pitim la'achaf yasa, there were certain minchas that were broken into pieces after it was baked, kagoy minchas machbas umacheshes umafetana shem boyis afuyes, as they are brought after they already baked, vaminifa vamegisha, and one did tnufa, or brought it close to the mizbeach, bekerem ha'arovus dremis, keneged chudish al-karen, karamina b'saita, vamesad ha'shulchan v'lechem ha'panem, and the one that set up the lechem ha'panem with the breads on the lechem ha'panem. And Rashi states, b'chutz, im osa achas be'ilu b'chutz, if he did any of these avodas and he did it outside the Beis HaMikdash, pata, and Rashi explains that the only time there's a chiyuv of karis for doing an avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash is only by sheichet or maila or by zarek, and as Rashi states, l'chayiv karis al sheichet d'chsiv ha'she yishchat u'mayla d'chsiv ha'she yala oila v'zarek d'srabi midam shafach b'perek dalet. However, b'chol hani d'yesh achre avoda imay b'perek basad ezvachim ma'alom yuchet shugma avoda af kol shugma avoda, and therefore we exclude all the other items that we already mentioned. And Rashi continues, and that And Rashi continues that the same applies b'negei tuma as koyin tami shashimish deserves v'shimish b'tuma mechad kor nafki azor dedu b'per kol zvachim tanin b'shkidetz kachim v'yinoz b'mikach b'nei yisrael v'lei chalu t'ayin tuma k'dechsib asrei ema alei l'deir yisechem and deserve nami minei dashinan m'nitzu chor l'michta b'nei yisrael l'mutei mai il l'mutei kachin nachrim v'kachin nashim v'chib b'tuma karvi v'arminan hasam d'loi ala haki kama b'nei yisrael nami shem zorim lo yavdu sh'lei chalu v'kim deserves v'tuma mechad kor nafki man mechayv azaris mechayv namei tuma. And with those avoiders where there's no chiyuv if they perform bizaris, and as we previously explained, those avoiders that yesh achrei avoida, there is no chiyuv mishum zaris, and therefore there is no chiyuv if a kohen performs them while being tamei. And similarly, Rashi continues b'negei mechusa begadim the inunami mizaris is rabbi b'perek beis zvachim the chsiv v'chagatam isim avnet b'zman shebegdeim aleim kunosam aleim ein begdeim aleim ein kunosam aleim v'haulu zarim and they're considered like a regular zara. And similarly, if a kohen did not wash, he died in raglayim. And since b'negei the din of being mechel avoda, we learn chuka from mechusa begadim. So hay tanami yalv mina da amam ma mechusa begadim loy mechayev el agma avoda. So hay nami loy mechayev el avoda shu gemar. And finally, let's see the Rashi on the first of the medium lines. Kadosh yimiu v'lo yichalu em in la avoda tama da ksiv vayinazu v'lo yichalu tnei in la avoda shi yeshachar avoda ayin sham. And we will stop over here.